Several hundred people held anti-racism vigil last night at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Greater Naples. Floridians continue reacting to the tragedy that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. A woman was killed while participating in the counter-protest of white supremacists who did not want a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee removed. Similar attempts to remove Robert E. Lee symbols are being rejuvenated in Lee County. WGCU's Quincy Walters was at the Naples vigil.
There are 250 candles available for the Naples vigil. So many people show up, not everyone got a candle. Angela Cisneros, who spoke to the crowd, says she didn't want to come. She just went to a vigil the other day and says it's overwhelming. She says the end of racism can begin with white people not just listening to the voices of people of color after tragedy happens.
They don't always nurture the relationships with the community. We could get so much more done if we really listen to understand and not just try to include people to have some sort of display of diversity.
Cisneros elicited the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., saying the moral arc of the universe is long, but bends towards justice. Lena Jones was there with her wife. They're members of this Unitarian Universalist Church.
When we do see something that is offensive to others, we should speak out. We should stand up.
She says we should stand up for justice for all. The events in Charlottesville, Virginia, reinvigorated Lee County's NAACP president, James Muakile's previous attempt to get Fort Myers to get rid of a Robert E. Lee statue downtown, and Lee County to get rid of a portrait of the general that's in the commission chambers.
In 2000, we did not think that the Robert E. Lee portrait was relevant, okay, to our progress. That was my belief back then.
Muakile says the white supremacists' descent upon Charlottesville to violently defend that town's Robert E. Lee statue was a wake-up call.
Now, 17 years later, I can tell you, it's very relevant.
He says he has no intention of trying to get the name of Lee County changed. He just wants the portrait and statue moved to a place where people need to make the choice to go see them.
But I understand I may not live to see it.
Muakile's last attempt to have them removed failed. He plans to ask the state and federal NAACP chapters for help this time. David McAllister of Florida's Sons of Confederate Veterans says Muakile is exploiting the situation. McAllister, who says he's the descendant of two Confederate soldiers, says his group does not support white supremacists and has nothing to do with what happened in Virginia.
We actually denounce and will not allow as any kind of member, any person that espouses any kind of membership in the KKK or white supremacy organizations of any kind. We won't have those people.
McAllister says he went to a vigil in Tampa and he was verbally attacked and called a racist. And there's a trend, he says. He says the legacy of Confederate soldiers and their descendants are victims of what he calls the e-racism movement.
And many people have analogized what happened to the South as the Southern Holocaust. 20% of the male population was killed in that war. I was lucky my ancestors didn't pass away.
McAllister says removing Confederate monuments are the first steps to removing what America stands for. Back at the Naples vigil, Rabbi Adam Miller of Temple Shalom returned from sabbatical for the ceremony, saying the pursuit of justice does not rest. He responds to McAllister's Holocaust reference with a correction.
When you use the term Holocaust, you're referring specifically to genocide. And while the Civil War was a horrific piece of our American history, it was not a genocide. And I can't really relate to that But at the same time, I do hear the emotion in that, and that there's a piece of his story that's being taken away.
According to the Associated Press, the truth about the Civil War was taken away too. It reports Robert E. Lee did not want monuments for the Confederacy after losing the war, but after his death, he sort of became the mascot for a revisionist narrative that asserted the South knew it couldn't win but fought anyway based on principle, saying it was not about slavery but high constitutional ideals. And that narrative grew in the 1920s. Monuments to Lee went up at the same time segregation laws did. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Naples.